YouTube.
Hello, hello, hello. Turn this thing off. Well, look at that. That's cool. We're live, YouTube. What's everyone doing out there? Sunday night. What's up, Kat? Jessica's here with me. Don't worry, it's not just me blabbering. Don't worry. Get some eye candy, too.
Aww. Hello, hello.
What's up, everyone? Sunday night. What is that red light thing? All right, so if you're interested in what the red light thing is, I actually talked about it for like 30 minutes on Instagram today. Go to our Instagram at Primal Edge Health. What's up, Casey? Mickey Osborne in Florida. I just got done from sweating my butt off in a bath. Oh, I'm so relaxed.
How big is your bath, Tristan?
Yeah, a tiny little bath. I don't know, try to explain that. All right. What's up in Florida? Mickey Osborne. Austin Ship says, hey, I've been wanting to ask you an important question. Okay. What's up over in Austin? Jeremiah asked what I'm drinking. That was just some water. Just some water in a copper cup. Jennifer is over in Austin. Carissa, what's up, Carissa? Michael Weisenauer, what's up, man? Look at all these lovely people here. All right, T.S. Odinson.
Nice.
Just ate the blueberry scones from the cookbook. Will you turn down the music? Yeah. Uh-oh, Daniel Stanley, I'm sorry. Daniel Stanley. Marie Wright in Australia, how's it going? Daniel Stanley says, dude, I just researched the 5G thing you talked about. Mind equals blown. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the 5G thing is ridiculous, right? I mean, it's like while the public is masquerading about, pretending to be informed about fake politics crap that they get fed on the news, what doesn't get discussed is stuff like 5G. Stuff like all these neonicotinoid pesticides that are highly toxic to animals. I mean, there's a lot of real issues out there, and 5G is one of them, guys. Research 5G, the 5G network, the health hazards of 5G, and how they are being completely overpassed. And there's been no human studies on it, but we know that the frequencies being used in 5G have been used and researched extensively as weapons. Austin says, I started keto for the first time and limited myself to 20 carbs a day. I lost 15 pounds in a week, but felt really weak. Was I not being safe? Austin, electrolytes. All right, so restricting carbs, fantastic. That's how you get into ketosis. But you know what else is very, very important in the state of ketosis? Well, it's very, very important when you're adapting to keto, and if you want to maintain the diet long term, is electrolytes. So there's three electrolytes, sodium, magnesium, and potassium. Take it from here, Jessica. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to sleep, guys. All right. Three electrolytes, sodium, magnesium, potassium. What's the easiest one to get?
Sodium.
Sodium, because you crave salty foods on keto. So your cravings for sugar goes away, and your craving for salty food greatly increases. So what you want to do is, first of all, get at least 5,000 to 7,000 milligrams of sodium per day, Austin Chip, and that can come from salt. You want to use a high-quality, unrefined salt. Don't use the table salt. Use an intact salt that has all the minerals intact, a whole food salt, not a refined salt. So about 3 teaspoons to 4 teaspoons a day minimum. If you do 3 meals a day, 3 teaspoons a day is easy. You do a teaspoon with each meal. I mean, I usually end up having like at least a teaspoon and a half on each of my meals. If I sweat significantly, I'll eat more salt. The way I go about that is I just throw a quarter teaspoon to a half teaspoon of salt in my mouth, let it dissolve, get absorbed down into my body, and then I chase it with some water. I don't like drinking salt water. That seems to dehydrate you, actually. But sodium's important. The next one, magnesium. Magnesium is really, really easy too. You know why? Because I usually recommend people just supplement it. If you're not getting it from the diet, there's not very many foods that are super high in magnesium. One of the best foods for magnesium would be cacao, quality cacao, like a cacao butter, cacao paste. And cacao is 100% chocolate. It's unrefined chocolate. Now, when you get chocolate, it's cacao, but then it's mixed in with milk, solids, and maltodextrin, and sugar, and all this other crap. And that's how you get chocolate. But pure cacao is just the beans from the cacao tree, Theobroma cacao, which is one of the most amazing plants in the world. It's one of the most amazing plant-based foods. Super rich in antioxidants, got a lot of magnesium and selenium. That's a good source of magnesium, but I usually recommend, especially when I work with clients, it's so much easier just to tell them 800 milligrams a day of supplemental magnesium using magnesium glycinate. It's a chelated form. You can use magnesium citrate if you're not sensitive to it. That'll make some people run to the bathroom. But yeah, sodium, magnesium, super easy. Potassium, you can get from a diet. Foods like spinach, foods like
avocado
is the best source of potassium. But not everyone likes them. Pumpkin seeds are great. Meats and fish, also good sources of potassium. So get those three electrolytes in. What happens when you drop your carbohydrates and you get into ketosis? The lack of insulin signals your kidneys to release water weight. With the water weight goes electrolytes. So just correct for those electrolytes. You'll be good. What's up, Eslam Omar? Eslam, aren't you? All right. Eslam Omar is the guy who told me, dude, you have to look up Gary Vaynerchuk. And I looked up Gary Vaynerchuk. And of course, the first video I saw, he was talking out of his ass about stuff he like normally doesn't talk about. He was talking about like this transhumanism nonsense. So I was just like, oh man, this guy sucks. Anyways, I gave him a second chance, and I realized, yeah, he talks about a lot of the same stuff we've talked about on this channel, and actually enjoyed it. So I think that was you, Eslam, that recommended me to look at his stuff, and yeah, it's funny, because he is like, you know, the first impression was, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's talking about freaking transhumanism, and holding a cell phone up, and telling all these kids to just spend all their time on their phones. But then, I gave him a second chance, and I realized that was just part of his shtick, and he actually was talking out of his ass about some of that stuff, but his real message was a little different. So, yeah. T.S. Odin says, FYI, for you guys, the blueberry scone in the cookbook says 1 cup coconut flour, not a quarter cup like in your video. Yeah, we updated the recipe, so you must have bought the cookbook within, like, the first day that it came out. We updated the recipe. T.S. Odin, email me if you want the updated version of that recipe. We fixed it. We realized that we put 1 cup instead of a quarter cup.
It still tastes good.
It still works with 1 cup. It just makes it more crumbly.
A little more crumbly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dana, what's up? Says, started this round of keto October 1st. Down 25 pounds so far. Whew.
Nice.
That's awesome. How do you handle the late night snacking desire? Third chapter. That's a good question. A lot of the times we think we're hungry for food. Sometimes we just want sodium. Now, I mentioned to the individual earlier who said he felt like crap on a ketogenic diet. He lost 15 pounds in a week but felt terrible. Well, that's because he had a lack of electrolytes. Sometimes we're hungry because we have a lack of electrolytes as well. Sometimes we're hungry.
We're thirsty.
And we're really just thirsty. So try water or have some salt. All right. Rosie Man Cold England, what's up? Kukulkan. What's up, Cuckoo Khan? All right, what else? What's everyone doing out there? Have you tried mushroom tea? Shaga in AM and reishi at night. Also, oh, cordyceps, yeah. Too, at times. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to harvest reishi and artist conch and turkey tail and make tea with it every single day. Also, reishi spore oil is something I was into for a while. Really like that. But yeah, reishi tea is cool. Shaga's nice. Cordyceps is great. Mushrooms are powerful, but
lion's
also look, yeah, look into the ones that not everyone talks about. Everyone talks about shaga and reishi and stuff. Hey, how about lion's mane? How about turkey tail? Even artist conch and some of these other mushrooms that you'll see in the wild, like Felinus lindius grows all around here. A lot of these. What's so funny about that?
Oh, just the way you said it was funny.
It was like an inside joke that I missed or something. Felinus lindius.
Inside with myself.
Jessica's half asleep. She's laughing at nothing. Goes will return. Hey, guys. Many thanks for all the much-valued info on nutrition and training. I'm new to serious nutrition and benefiting greatly from your knowledge. England here, too. Right on, man. Just dive in. Dive into it. It's fascinating just how disconnected we can come from our human body, how disconnected we can be from the human body and from the vessel that we live in, and how just... giving yourself proper nutrition and treating yourself right can completely correct the situation. Tim, what's up, dude? Tim in Texas. How's the family, Tim? KCP, got into a bit of an argument with someone on a forum about something. Great idea, by the way. Great way to spend your time. Do more of that. Let's finish this. I wanted your opinion. They believe strongly that you could fast 24/7 until you lose all the weight, still being able to put on muscle and not starve yourself of nutrients as long as you're in ketosis when you start. Oh, man. Casey, get out of there. I mean, what forums are you on? Is it a Facebook group? These Facebook groups, these forums are cesspools for misinformation for, you know, average individuals. Not average, but just like dumbass people parading around as experts. Pot calling the kettle black. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I don't parade around as an expert. Anyways, yeah, Casey, stop arguing with people on forums, first of all. Like, what do you... Why? Why? If you know that it's nonsense, I can read this out loud. Listen to this. You could fast 24/7 until you lose all the weight and still gain muscle and not starve yourself of nutrients as long as you're in ketosis when you start. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's the logic that a lot of these people are pushing out. But when you look at the history of where some of these ideas come from, I mean, you just come to like absurd people and absurd things that people say that don't make sense. T.S. Odinson says, yeah, the 5G thing, Internet of Things, prelude to Skynet crap. I mean, prelude, it's out in the open, you know? I mean, look, look, if it... The 5G thing, that should not be legal. But there's a lot of things, you know? I mean, putting fluoride in the water. A lot of these things that shouldn't be legal. All right, Austin Chip, I hope that helped, my friend. Do you like pork rind? Pork rim, but I think it says pork rind. We don't eat it, but I know a lot of people that love it. Adam Franz, did you already talk about your Juve light? Just got here. No, we haven't. We talked about that briefly. I talked about it on Instagram today for like 30 minutes. Go to my Instagram feed, at Primal Edge Health. Check out the live broadcast I did today. It's going to disappear in 24 hours, the magic of Instagram. Eslam says, with all seriousness, does stress affect you physically? Does it cause fatigue, or am I just missing salt? Yes, stress affects you physically. Every single thought you have... will affect you physically. Every single emotion that you attach to can affect you physically. What does stress do to your breathing? What does disrupted breathing do to you physiologically, right? So what happens when you're stressed? You either hyperventilate, breathe into the upper chest, labored breathing, using the wrong muscles for breathing, you're not using your diaphragm, meaning it's going to stop peristalsis in the gut. You're going to, you know, increase inflammation because you're going to be low in oxygen, or... Transverse, if you, I mean, some people get low in oxygen. Some people who hyperventilate will become too high in oxygen and they'll get metabolic alkalosis. That meaning their blood will become too alkaline. So stress will definitely physically affect us directly, super profoundly. Carrie Ann says, is collagen not good to take before bed? It's fine. You don't want to actually, I mean, why are you taking food before bed though? That's a thing. Why do you need food before bed? Here's what I'll say, Carrie Ann. Collagen itself, there's nothing wrong with collagen before bed. But you don't want to eat food before bed. So if you want to sleep well, every time you're digesting food, every time we put food in our body and we're having to digest it, it wakes us up. So it takes about 4 hours to empty the stomach. Now, what you want to do is eat 4 hours before bed. For optimal sleep, you want to get optimal sleep to reduce stress levels and to be able to enjoy life and have energy throughout the day. Do you believe in genetic predisposition, i.e. heart disease, cancer? Do you believe it all has to do with diet and lifestyle choices? The nature or nurture question is like, there's nothing, that's like the fundamental question of biology, right? Nature versus nurture. It's both. It's nature and nurture. And they both affect each other. So nature's going to affect nurture. Nurture's going to affect nature. Sounds weird, but when you think about it, it makes total sense. Meaning, so you might be so-called genetically predisposed. But what does that mean? People with alcoholic parents are genetically predisposed to alcoholism. Does that mean it's like you genetically, you just crave alcohol? Not necessarily. You might just be surrounded with people who are using alcohol in a way that's super unhealthy, who are addicted to, you know, drugs or alcohol, and then you're going to then repeat that process. When you watch little kids, they repeat what they see around them. When you watch people in general, people repeat the behaviors that other around them are doing. So if they see people, you know, using alcohol and having this relationship with alcohol, they'll think, oh, that's what's up. That's what you do. You drink. You come home from work and you drink. And then, so does that mean that they were genetically created as alcoholics? No. It was nurture, and it was nature. And you can't even tell which one was which. So really it becomes like a masturbatory argument almost. But genetic determinism is complete BS. It's complete baloney. Genetic determinism is it's complete baloney as far as like the disease model goes. It's all epigenetics. You can turn on and off genes using lifestyle. So nurture and nature are coupled, two sides of the same coin. Whoa. Kathy, what's up? Infrared heating pad, radlight.com, 880 nanometers infrared. Would it be useful? 880 nanometers? When you look at most of the studies, we're looking at between 800 and 850 nanometers. I don't think 880 might be out of that therapeutic range. Why are they doing 880? Why don't they do 810? If it was 810 nanometers, I'd say, yeah, definitely. But I don't know about 880. Jose Galvin says, I don't keep anything bad I can eat in the pantry. So even if I do Jones for something, tough luck. Yeah, well, yeah, that's the first step. Strategy. The first step when you're starting your diet, when you're trying to get a healthy lifestyle going and rearrange your diet in order to lose body fat, get rid of all the crap. Do the cleansing. Purge. Do a purge of your cupboard. Ethnic cleanse your cupboard of of offensive foods. What vegetables do you recommend that are low in carbs? Avocados. Spinach. That's a fruit. All right, so you want to leverage the vegetables you eat. You want to leverage them for micronutrients. So what micronutrients do you need the most on keto? Sodium, magnesium, potassium. Really very important. So finding foods that have potassium, because potassium might be the most difficult one, because like I said earlier, increasing your sodium intake, easy. Supplement magnesium, easy. You can't really supplement potassium like you can magnesium and sodium. So what you want to do is get those from foods. So things like spinach, kale.
Leafy greens are nice to have on hand all the time because you can add them into anything. You can put them in omelets. You can make frittatas or quiches.
Yeah.
You can put them in like little egg cups or meatballs.
She says she tries to avoid vegetables to keep her carbs low. So vegetables you want to avoid are like the sweeter stuff. You know, you just watch out for like lots of onion and stuff like that. You know, those can add up. The sweeter stuff,
carrots,
avoid.
Beets. Yams, potatoes.
Yeah. Root vegetables, starches, avoid those. But yeah, I mean, keeping the... You know, vegetables are optional in life, I think, also. But like, there's a lot of people... Vegetables are becoming like the new... A lot of people in the low-carb community are like demonizing vegetables now. I mean, I got a lot of friends who are like, vegetables are the problem. I'm not there with them on that, but... You don't have to eat a load of vegetables if you don't want to. Jeremiah says, awesome. Thanks on your insight on the mushrooms. I just love the idea that they can supposedly cleanse the earth and the body.
Yeah.
The people are on a mushroom kick now because Joe Rogan had Stamets on his show.
Oh,
you guys
nice.
Should check out Paul Stamets' book, though. Don't just listen to the hip podcasts when they come out. Like, dive in deeper to these things, guys, because if you just are listening to the, oh, this is what's popular now, and you're just riding the trends, you're basically letting Google's algorithms determine your interests if you're doing that. So, like, yeah, dig deeper into that stuff, man. Like, start cultivating mushrooms. I'm going to interview my buddy Talbot soon. He's got his own mushroom farm. He actually grows shiitakes, maitakes, lion's mane, oyster mushrooms. There's so many mushrooms out there. A lot of that you can cultivate on your own.
Well, aside
at
from
home.
That, now is a great time of the year. There's so much rain going on all over the world. It's easy to find mushrooms in your local environment.
What's up, Craig Brock? Craig Brock says, hi from New Zealand. You guys are a great motivation. I'm in keto. What's up, Tim Hayes? Glad to see you too, man.
Hey.
Broccoli and cauliflower are good for carb veggies, they say. Onions too. Yeah, you know, onions can creep on you. Them carbs can creep up. Key Lime Kisses. What a sweet name. Key Lime Kisses. We got to name a recipe after you. Jessica's got a key lime pie in the Ultimate Guide to Low Carb Baking, guys. Yep. People keep talking about the blueberry scones. What's up with those blueberry scones? Who else has tried those? We've had like 4 people talk about those so far.
I want somebody to put collagen in it and tell me how it comes out.
Collagen in the blueberry scones. They'll probably make it moist, which would make it not so much like a scone. Right? Scones you want dry. Scones are supposed to be a little more crumbly.
Blueberry scone cake.
All right. Hello from New Zealand. What's up, Emily? Rosebud says the mushrooms are the nutritional capped crusaders. Yeah, look, I mean, there's so many good mushrooms out there. All right, let's see. I'm so confused about protein. Been eating keto for 18 months to reverse type 2 diabetes. Was told to lower my protein to control blood sugar. Oh, my goodness. Listening to you, I wonder if that was good for me to follow. All right, Joy, instead of just, like, listening to what people say, listening to the nonsense that people tell you in the Facebook groups on keto and their disinformation forums and everybody trying to parade around as an expert and everyone's branding themselves. Everyone's the new keto coach now, right? Like, this bubble's about to burst, guys. Come on. This is ridiculous. Stop spreading misinformation, people. Protein intake. Protein is the most important macro to eat for fat loss. Look at every single study on macronutrient intake in diabetes. You got type 2 diabetes. Protein's the most important food for you to eat. Protein stabilizes blood sugar better than any macronutrient does. You need protein if you're type 2 diabetic. Protein is very, very important. Getting sufficient protein is crucial. I'm not saying fetishize protein, eat 10,000 pounds of meat every day. That's not what I'm saying. Eat a reasonable amount of protein, 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass is enough. I've only, how many times do you think I've said that 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass in my life? I've said this like 10,000 times probably, but I'll say it again. I love it, but you know, I'm not complaining, but I am sick of these people spreading this disinformation, making people who need protein the most afraid to eat the protein. Protein is the most satiating macronutrient. Protein, lowering your protein drastically in hopes of fixing your blood glucose is the opposite of what people should be telling you to do. Jessica's looking feminine as usual this evening. Are you feeling feminine?
So feminine.
Did you just assume her gender?
Feminine.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Jessica's actually transitioning back. All right.
So, there's something you don't know.
She's transracial. She's actually transracial. She's transitioning to be she's transitioning to become an Asian. All right. What do you think about extra virgin cod liver oil? Where do you get extra virgin cod liver oil? I've never heard of that one. Cod liver oil, we eat all the time. I take cod liver oil each day.
Our kids love it.
Our kids love fermented cod liver oil.
And we have the fermented cod liver oil that just comes in a little bottle, and it's just the oil. And then we also have canned cod livers, which are surprisingly extremely delicious.
Good sources of carbs for keto. You're not looking to sources of carbs. So carbs are a limit. Carbs are like consequential nutrients that you'll get when you're eating vegetables. If you like vegetables and you think those are good for you and you feel good on veggies, vegetables. So like avocado, SM Omar says he'll say greens, so I'm not going to say greens. Spinach, cucumber,
zucchini, celery, summer squashes. There's a little bit of carbs in cheese too, so
right.
You can keep those in mind.
Austin asks, is pink salt good? Yeah, pink salt's fine.
There's a lot of
it's not other the best salts. Salt. Here, let me give you a little secret about pink salt. Someone's worked in the food industry for years, importing, exporting organic foods. All right, pink salt comes from China.
You're talking about the Himalayan.
Himalayan pink salt comes from China. It's a Chinese export. They call it Himalayan pink salt, but it's China. So Himalayan pink salt is highly available all over China because it's super, super cheap. When you import that stuff, the exporters are People who are purchasing in bulk are buying it for less than 12 cents a pound. They're selling it to you for like $12 to $20 a pound. There's nothing, it's not any better than any other sea salt you're going to find. Or things like, I don't know, like Bolivian salt, Celtic sea salt. There's Andean mined salt.
There's red salt.
There's so many different salts you can get. Unrefined salt's the way to go, though. Okay. Says he was drinking tons of water and working out in steam room every day. Yeah, dude, you depleted. All right, so Austin, who mentioned earlier that he did keto for a week, lost a bunch of weight, but felt crappy and had no energy. Dude, you were working out every day. You were drinking tons of water, not correcting for electrolytes, and you were doing steam rooms every day, sweating out all those electrolytes. So I totally see what was going on there. You were just really short on those electrolytes. So get those electrolytes in, you'll be good. Jesse Jones says you accept Bitcoin for the cookbook. Yeah, email me, Tristan, at Primal Edge Health. We accept Bitcoin or Ethereum, OMG coin, WTF coin, which I just made up. No, but yeah, we accept Bitcoin. We accept Bitcoin for all services, actually. Coaching as well. Actually, all right, email me if you want to buy using Bitcoin. Tristan at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Austin says meat, cheese, water, tea, coffee. Yeah, it's all right, man. It's kind of like what I ate today.
Sounds good to me.
I had eggs, meat, cheese, no tea, no coffee.
I had tea, no coffee. I wouldn't have coffee at the end of that. I would have coffee. I like it after breakfast, in the middle of the morning.
Hey, Adam. Adam Franz says, I watched the Instagram video today about your Juve light. If you talk about it on YouTube Live, I can share it with people. Instagram vids disappear after 24 hours. Yeah, man, I'll talk about it more. Don't worry. That's not the only thing you're going to get. I'm going to work on some stuff this week. I'll put out some more polished videos to like introduce people to what red light therapy is, why light matters in your daily diet of energy intake. Like, we're eating way more than just food.
That's a nice way to put it.
We've got air, breathing, you know, we've got light, we've got sound. All of these things drastically affect cellular function, stress levels, and are very, very, very important. This is why the 5G issue is going to become really massively, like, once you start looking into this stuff, light, sound, frequency modulation, electromagnetic fields, and how they affect cellular health, cellular respiration, energy production, ATP production, oncogenesis. It opens up a whole freaking rabbit hole that's incredible. And a lot of people are too freaked out to even look down.
And it's something that's going to affect the humans, the pollinators, the birds.
It already does. It already does. What do you think all these... Why do you think that... There's a lot more health issues in places like cities where there's a lot of artificial light, EMF, stuff like that. There's many reasons for that. Jesse says, oops, mean, do you accept Bitcoin for your cookbook? Yes. Yeah, Bitcoin. What do you think of Restore for Life repairing the gut lining? I don't know. Neutral. I thought it was really good, but I don't know. I thought it could be really good. Sounds cool. Yeah. All right, let's see. What else going on here, guys? Key Lime Kisses says, tell Jessica her recipes are the best. We're way behind on the questions in the comments. People are like way ahead of us. I got to skip forward a little bit. All right. Jessica is non-binary. Yeah, Jessica's race binary. She's transracial. I'm trans species. I'm actually an ascended master, and I want everybody to call me like a master. And I'm also I'm trans educational, so you have to call me Dr. Tristan. I'm trans educational. All right, Tony Valencia says, is masturbation unhealthy for me?
Is it?
Probably. Why are you masturbating so much? Why are you masturbating so much that you want to talk about it on live YouTube things? Or are you just a 12-year-old trying to get me to say the word masturbate so you can giggle? Hee hee hee. Moshing Finger self-identifies as an Apache helicopter.
Nice.
For sure. I self-identify as a billionaire. No, but seriously, don't assume my gender. That's so messed up. How many genders of dog are there? That's my question. That's what I'm so amazed. It's like, okay, so there's how many genders now of people? What about animals? Like, is it just people that have all these genders, or do dogs get it too?
Get it?
I don't know. When you're not following a keto diet and have a higher carb intake, do you keep data high or do you you mean fat intake high or do you lower fat when eating higher carbs? There you go. Yeah, you don't eat high carb and high fat. When I eat carbohydrates and I'm out of ketosis, I still eat a high fat diet and I still eat a low carb diet. It'll be like 60 to 100 grams of carbs and that'll be it. And I'll feel like, oh man, that was a lot of carbs. And then I'll look and I'll calculate it. Just sometimes if I'm interested. And I'll see it was like, oh, I thought I was out of ketosis or like out of my keto range, but I really only did 40 grams of carbs. So for me, it's still high fat, but also it is low carb. Okay, let's see. Jeremiah says, do you do earthing or grounding while you sleep? No, not while I sleep. How are you doing that? You got a grounding mat on your bed? That's an interesting idea. I'm not really into the grounding mats, though, because of the electromagnetic fields that they emit, and they don't seem to work. Recommendations for lowering cortisol. I've been waking up at 3 a.m. every day for 3 months. Expose yourself to the right frequencies of light at the right times during the day. Light in the morning, red light in the morning from the sun. If you can't get sun, figure out some way, make your own device. I've got, look at that, right there is the Juve light sitting right there. We're going to put more information out on how to use that, but just get out in the sun in the morning, eat a big breakfast, protein and fat first thing in the morning, right? So eat a big breakfast, get at least like 30 grams of protein in the morning. Finish your food, finish eating 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed. 4 hours before you go to bed if you can. So 6 o'clock, hopefully, finish eating. Try to get in bed by 10. Avoid computers. Don't stare at your phone like I'm doing right now. Avoid artificial light at night. And yawns are contagious, so hang out with Jessica when she's tired. I'm going to put her to sleep right now. She's literally like, this is like a lullaby for Jessica.
Just listening to your voice.
Just listening to my voice.
I love it.
You're so sweet. That's why you married me. It's a brand called Rositas that keeps their cod liver oil totally unadulterated and raw. They slow cold press over a few hours and filter contaminants. Well, that's interesting, but what about, like oxidation and storage and stuff like that? Because most fish oil is rancid. How many more years do you foresee until we have a completely cashless world? I don't foresee. I mean, I think we should never go to a completely cashless society. I mean, the goal. If you read like a lot of the white papers have been put out by like Rand Corporation, Tavistock Institute, and stuff. They've been wanting a cashless society for a long time. Cashless society means every transaction is tracked, monitored, and centrally and essentially controlled. Cashless society. Not my idea of some sort of a utopia. Freedom. Yeah, like I don't think that means like freedom. All right, what else, guys? Cheers from Alaska. Tony Valencia, what's up, dude? Eagles or Seahawks? Who will win today? I have no idea. Eagles. I mean, just...
Because they're a cooler bird.
All right, yeah. So an eagle would probably kick a Seahawks ass.
That's what I think.
Like, depending on the eagle. If it's a bald eagle... He'll freaking ravage that thing. So yeah, an eagle would kill a Seahawk. As far as football, I have no idea. I couldn't name you one player in the NFL. Spend my time in
or
different things.
Or any other teams.
Besides. Shh, we have to pretend to like relate to mainstream crap. Hey, what's your...
personal.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't follow football, man. But yeah, whoever you want to win, that's who I want to win. And yeah, you don't need to masturbate, man. Get off the masturbation station. All right, so I guess you probably were serious. You weren't trying to just laugh and giggle at the word masturbate. Masturbation, look, there's nothing like wrong with it inherently as far as like biologically goes. But pornography, if you're like addicted to porn and you're looking at this all the time, jerking off all the time, you're changing your physiology, you're messing with your dopamine receptors, and you are augmenting your brain in ways that you don't want to do.
Well, and it's such a...
It's dehumanizing as well,
right? And you're connecting with like this virtual reality, so you're not really connecting with even yourself.
You're just living in your fantasy land. Like like why don't you spend time? I don't know. I mean, it's like I'm not saying just go like copulate with like a bunch of women or whatever, but just like maybe don't masturbate. Maybe just like really connect with people instead of like fantasizing about it. I don't know. I know. I remember when I was in college and I would do like masturbation fasts. I'd feel so powerful and amazing. And I'd tell my friends about it. They'd think I was nuts.
Hey, how did that come I was like, you just decided, you called it to yourself?
No, just like, I just wouldn't masturbate. And I would just like, because like it's energy. It's like, it's physical and it's spiritual energy. Yeah. In all the spiritual traditions, it's energy as well. So, you know, fasting and abstinence in these things are really powerful tools. So what I used to do is just like, I'll go through periods of not watching porn. And then I would also just like not masturbate and save up my juices. Increase mental clarity, focus. Jessica thinks that's so funny.
No, because we actually have an inside joke about that. But
do we? Like, I'm just like watching from their point of view. And that's like, dude, move on.
Oh, no.
All right. What's your thoughts on Dr. Berg's 2 meals a day suggestion for intermittent fasting? 2 meals a day is a great way to go about it. I don't know what his suggestion is or when he says to eat it. He probably isn't well versed on. I've seen some of the stuff that Dr. Berg puts out. It's like real basic clickbait stuff, but I don't know. It's cute.
Sometimes I like eating 2 meals a day.
Two meals a day is great.
Like food prep goes, you're in the kitchen less.
Yeah.
You're working on food less. You're thinking about food less. But then sometimes I feel like it's too much food all at once.
Do you agree that gender identity is a first world problem? That's a mental health problem, which is being perpetuated in the first world by a sick and twisted media that is brainwashing people into nonsense dogmas and ideologies that are making them easier to control. I mean, this is just like, this is cultural Marxism, and it's, you know, you can read Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells. They speak openly about this, about confusing people about gender and sterilizing people chemically. I mean, this is, it's not a first world problem. It's a mental issue. It's a mental health problem. And it goes far deeper and far beyond just like, oh, we're in a sick society. It's programmed for a reason. And when our grandparents were children, people like H.G. Wells, Bertrand Russell, Charles Galton Darwin, who was Darwin's grandson, were writing books all about how to do this, how to, you know, degrade humanity and all this stuff. But, I mean, all right. Hi from Cape Cod. Crystal says, those Ecuadorian blueberries you used in your blueberry scone video looked pretty cool. Do they taste the same? They're less sweet than normal blueberries.
Significantly less sweet.
So they're great for keto. And they're also probably way more nutrient dense than normal blueberries because they're fibrous. A wild variety.
Yeah.
They got more fiber, so for better or worse, if you like fiber. Jeremiah's really into earthing, barefoot running, stuff like that. Yeah, awesome, cool. Man. Yeah, your magnetic connection to the earth is real. You know, I mean, grounding really does have beneficial effects. There's thousands of studies on it, and you're absolutely onto something, man. Grounding as well as being outside in the sun and getting that natural red light therapy, getting the natural near infrared light, UV light, and red light is great. Esm says you can't print more bitcoins, but you can bring as many cash as you want. I hope we go cashless. So then everybody, all right, so you want cashless society. Cashless society means all transactions are going through Apple and Google products. So it's like this cashless society thing. It's all dependent on technology that was generated through the monopoly capitalist cash infusion through Google and, I don't know, cashless society. You do understand that Bitcoin is not anonymous too, right? And that nothing you do on the internet is anonymous. Like, cashless society just means everything is way easier to tax. I'm not about it. I'm not about tying into the grid and like, everything tracked and everything. I'm not into that. I like the idea of anonymity and the ability to pay things in cash, right? Cashless society is stupid. Then you're naughty, you get turned off. Oh, you sent a private message that was against the socially accepted norms back 3 years ago, and the algorithm just decided that we're going to punish you for it. Off with your credit card. Minority Report style. Anyone ever read Philip K. Dick? The actual book, the short story rather, Minority Report, way better than the movie. Tristan, did you hear about the talking about California? I don't know. All right. Hi from Pennsylvania, USA. Thank you and your family for your help. Your channel, for your help. Channel yours are wonderful. All right, right on. Thank you. Daniel Stanley says to the masturbation, dude, read about Nikola Tesla on this subject. It will enlighten you. It was Nikola Tesla all about the saving up of his energy, his precious bodily fluids? New book, Intermediate Masturbation. Yeah. Intermittent fapping. Intermittent fap fasting. Intermittent fapsting. That's the new one. All right. If you're trying to lose weight, what's a good number to multiply your body weight by to get a calorie deficit number? That's a funny way to ask. All right. Eslam, no comment. Sihan says, please talk more about this programming and who could be behind this. Well, who could be behind this? I mean, it's... You want me to speculate? And it's, I mean, who owns the major television networks? Where's the money flowing from? The big NGO. See Godfather 3. See how NGOs function? And how really... The real gangbangers hide behind NGOs, charities, and call themselves philanthropists. Hello from Barbados. Carb binged a week back on track after fasting. Ooh, man. Carb binged a week back. You'll be all right. We harvested a deer this week. Heart, liver, muscle meat equals mama's best meatballs forever.
Hey.
Renee. That's so cool. Mama's best meatballs are in my belly right now. I had two meals with them today and two meals with them yesterday. I eat them every day. For those of you who don't know, Mama's best meatballs recipe is in Jessica's book, The Ketogenic Edge Cookbook. Where can you get it?
PrimalEdgeHealth.com.
Only PrimalEdgeHealth.com. You're not going to find it on freaking Amazon. We don't do Amazon affiliate. You know why? Because we're actually entrepreneurs. We're not Amazon.com employees. No, I'm joking. All right, frozen blueberries and heavy whipping cream. Love it. That sounds good. Mm. Do grounding mats work? Do grounding mats work? I don't think they work as well as people think they work. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done that much research into them. I'm not huge on it. T.S. Odinson says, cultural deconstructionalism. There is no essential reality to these philosophy hacks. All they care about is the self-perceptive over realism. Okay. Anonymity don't matter, but money is basically, I owe you gold, they print. The fiat currency system. So how is Bitcoin not fiat currency too? It's built on the back of the fiat currency system, using the technology built by the fiat currency system, controlled by, it's just, I don't know. Sorry guys, but Bitcoin's not going to change all of that. Although it's a great way to make money. And I do own Bitcoin. And I do accept Bitcoin payment, guys. All right. Tristan. I was wondering if trying methylene blue in water is really worth looking into. I take methylene blue every day. I use methylene blue in conjunction with red light therapy. So do some research. Methylene blue conjunction. Methylene blue red light therapy. Those two together. Methylene blue prevents the creation of nitric oxide. Red light therapy liberates the nitric oxide from the body. So it's like in combination, those two things together create an even more powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effect. So yeah, man. Methylene blue is definitely something to look into as far as health, longevity, mitochondrial function goes. For those of you who don't know, methylene blue is just a blue dye. I'll put it on Jessica. We'll watch her fall asleep while I talk. Methylene blue is a blue dye that was invented in like the 1800s. It's actually one of the first synthetic medicines. I don't know what else to say about it. It's a dye. It increases mitochondrial health.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Tastes like nothing. It's odorless, tasteless. You only need a small amount I'm talking 250 micrograms to 500 micrograms per dose. 1 to 3 times a day, depending on what you're trying to do. Very cheap. Very interesting. Not approved by the gods at the FDA. So, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to tell you to take stuff like this, but definitely something to look into. Look into the research on methylene blue. Level Up says keto coin. Keto coin.
Send us.
Question butter. For Jessica. Do you miss the States? Will you guys ever move back one day?
I mean, ever move back one day? I have no idea what's going to happen.
Ever move back in the one future. Day? We don't know where we're going to live forever.
I don't.
We're here for now.
States. Like, we've been here for 7 years. I mean, we've built our lives here. I don't miss it.
This stage of our lives.
Yeah.
There's like, I mean, there's certain conveniences that you give up when you're going to live in a place like Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's certain things you give up. You don't have, you know, 24-hour convenience stores open.
Or nice roads.
Or roads that you can drive on.
A lot of water pressure sometimes.
Designer phone, what's your question? Ask it again. I'm not skipping it on purpose, unless it's something I don't feel like talking about. Unless you're trying to bait me into saying something super controversial. So yeah, missing the States, man.
There's a lot that I wish I'd done before when I lived in California. There's a lot.
There's beautiful stuff in the U.S. I'd done
before we came down here.
I mean, well, it's like we'll never visit or like hang out there.
We're not anti.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Roads are overstated. Dude, we live in Ecuador. We love it. We love the roads here. I like that the roads suck in Ecuador. It gives me an excuse to have an awesome truck.
That's almost done.
That'll be drivable soon. Would eating a ketogenic diet lower cortisol? No. Not inherently. I did answer your question. Didn't I? I talked about lowering cortisol.
Yeah.
Get a big meal first thing in the morning. Dude, I spent like 5 minutes on your question. Don't complain.
Yeah, look, you did. You talked about light.
Lower cortisol, light exposure in the morning.
You talked about meal timing.
Meal timing, get your first meal in first thing within an hour of waking up. Protein and fat-based meal, that'll drop your cortisol down. Keto in itself is not going to fix your cortisol rhythm. Your exposure to light, your circadian rhythm, very important. All right, Jeremiah says, I heard there was an earthquake in Ecuador today. There's earthquakes in Ecuador every day.
No. Is that true?
Yeah, like all the time. We're the ring of fire. You know how many volcanoes there are in Ecuador too?
Yeah, there's a handful.
We're totally surrounded by volcanoes.
We didn't feel anything. Last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I felt something.
We get earthquakes.
Just small.
We live in an area that's protected from the earthquakes. KugelCon likes my goofy faces on the thumbnails for the video.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You don't want me to do one flexing or doing... You want me to do one duck lips?
Tristan has really nice duck lips.
This is my... Is, like, why is this every woman's, like...
Your you think duck.
Why do the chicks think they're, like, look hot when they do that?
It comes from Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, I'm pretty sure.
Mary-Kate has more of this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right. So, I don't know. That's a funny question. Do you miss the States? Here's things that I would like to transplant from the United States to here.
Okay, tell me.
Quick shipping. Used bookstores.
Yes, that would be really cool. That's a good one.
There's loads of awesome people in the U.S. that I would love to transplant. I would just love to take... Like, I want to take all the awesome parts of everywhere in the world and put them all right around me. And all the awesome people... And all the people that are real, all the people that want to change the world, that want to serve the creator, that want to create a beautiful life that your kids can inhabit, that want to create beautiful moments of connection and just, like, I want all that stuff in one area. There's loads of beautiful, amazing people in the U.S. that I'd love to spend more time with. But you know what? I love it here. Like Jose says, whatever you do, don't come back until Trump is gone. Dude, if you think Donald Trump is the problem with America, then you're the problem with America. Like, that's how dumb people are. They think, oh, Donald Trump is the problem. That's not the case, guys. Donald Trump didn't do shit to you. It's just a figurehead. It's a puppet.
I miss face
in front of you.
And fabric stores.
You think it matters who holds these offices when you've got revolving door in the FDA, USDA, DEA, Congress of lobbyists, pharmaceutical companies, Monsanto, military industrial pharmaceutical education complex. You think Donald Trump is the problem. That's insane. People think that Donald Trump has like created all these problems. Or like Obama was the whole problem, right? Like it all started with Obama. Or he was the solution. Like, oh, Obama. Remember, we lived in Santa Cruz, and when Obama was elected, people were literally dancing in the streets like it was the second coming. It was ridiculous. And we're just like, what? This was so ridiculous. All right. Maybe designer foam could get cortisol spike from blah, 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 blah. Let's see. All right. Why do my testosterone levels drop when doing a keto diet? Should I increase my fat intake? Testosterone levels are dropping on a keto diet. That's not a good sign. You could be looking at significant stress, disrupted circadian rhythm. If your testosterone's dropping, you know, something's going on there, guys. All right. When looking into lowering cortisol levels, look into float tanks. That's a good idea.
I would like to try one of those.
That's a cool idea. That's another thing that's awesome about the States. You know, you have access to a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. All these little awesome technology things are very accessible there. Clean air, water, and food. A little different. All right. Should I cycle my food on keto to prevent histamine intolerance? That's a cool question. The theory that cycling certain foods that might contain histamine so you don't become intolerant to histamines.
Okay.
Sure, you could try it. I don't know. Try it. I mean, I don't think there's any, like, evidence that it's going to affect your histamine tolerance. But, I mean, I think there's many different things that will affect our tolerance to certain types of food. Those are going to include stress levels, how well you're sleeping. Look at my dirty fingernail. That's actually paint. I can't get it out. Stress level is super important. If you were calorie restricting intensely, which you just said, yeah, your test levels are going to drop. When your body fat gets super, super low, if you're exercising too much, doing intense endurance training, your testosterone levels are going to drop. So what I would say, if your testosterone levels dropped on keto, first of all, make sure you're not in a huge calorie deficit. If you are in a huge calorie deficit and your testosterone dropped, less calorie deficit. But also, it's just like stress levels. Timing of your meals can be important too. You know, I mean, if you're high cortisol all day because you're skipping breakfast and doing intermittent fasting like the clickbait gurus are telling you to do it, then, hey, I mean, it's your loss. But eat breakfast first thing in the morning to drop that cortisol down. Get your circadian rhythm lined up. Look at this. Look at all these football fans. We've got a Falcons fan right there. Or is that the Eagles? I don't even know because I'm so far removed from American football now. All right. Is it possible to lower body fat percentage while gaining weight? While gaining weight? Sure, yeah. I mean, if you're on a bunch of steroids, right? Like if you're on like some testosterone replacement therapy, like a lot of the people who are selling you on intermittent fasting, then sure, you can gain muscle and lose weight. But I would say that's kind of a pipe dream, you know, to be able to gain weight and drop body fat percentage. It's kind of unlikely to happen. If you're going to be gaining a significant amount of muscle, usually some fat comes with it. But you don't have to gain fat while you gain muscle. You can gain muscle while losing fat. But gaining muscle, gaining a significant amount of muscle to where you're gaining weight while losing body fat is difficult. And it might sound like I just described the same thing twice, but those are different. Could you touch on including chlorella and spirulina in the diet? Ah.
Do it.
Well, if you like the way that I... Yeah, chlorella and spirulina are great. They're awesome foods.
They're both algaes.
See, Han Sun says that Trump comment is so true. All right. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, people come up... Oh, don't come back to America because Donald Trump's president. Nothing has changed in your life since Trump became president. People are ridiculous. Like when Obama became president, nothing changed in your life. But it's like the whole thing of thinking that your president is who's running shit is ridiculous, and that's what keeps this whole game going. Everyone wants their team to get in 4 years later, and then everyone jumps into the fake rigged elections again with the Diebold voting machines owned by Donald Rumsfeld's company. And was it 2004, the member of Congress that came out and said that that all these voting machines are rigged, and yet this stuff just, you know, over and over again, we overlook it.
Yeah, well, exactly. This last section, right, Hillary Clinton her campaign was caught manipulating the votes anyway.
Both, I mean, it's like there's fraud going on all throughout it. The whole thing's a joke. But it's just, it's so silly when people think that, like, oh, like, it's all Obama's fault or it's all Trump's fault. Like, you need to read history. You need to actually study what's going on here and quit just following the news crap that's telling you what to say, what to think, what to repeat. Dig deeper, guys. I mean, actually look into the philosophy of what these people believe. You know, all right. Designer foam. We're doing fat refeed 2 times a week helped boost test levels.
But you were still on spirulina and chlorella.
Okay, yeah. Can I give recipes? Spirulina and chlorella. Fantastic foods. They're algaes. Blue-green algaes. Incredible nutrient-dense foods. All of the essential amino acids. Also lots of chlorophyll. Magnesium and potassium. Very good source of those green pigments. And actually a far better source than most vegetables for a lot of people too. Highly absorbable. Chlorella will bind heavy metals.
Yes.
They actually both help to chelate heavy metals out of the body and remove things like phthalates and all this crap that just accumulates in our bodies. Chlorella can actually help to detoxify some of those things and bind up some of those toxins.
I like spirulina just a little bit better, mostly based on taste.
I like chlorella's taste better.
Yeah.
And texture.
It's really good on sunny side up eggs with a little bit of cheese on the side, plus or minus an avocado. Very, very nice. And if you want more recipes, actually my baking book that we released, I use a number of
Daniel Stanley
different
says
recipes
people
with spirulina.
Daniel Stanley is totally right. Who was in the third row at Chelsea Clinton's wedding?
Oh yeah.
Who's best friends with Ivanka Trump? Chelsea Clinton. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Maybe they really don't like each other. But come on, guys. It's not about who the president is. President doesn't know shit. It's about who's briefing. Who's briefing the president? All right. Jessica, something on your baking Facebook page. Someone recommended Yukon syrup to replace molasses in a cookie recipe. You got any experience with that?
Yeah. Yeah, Yukon syrup actually comes out of Peru. So we've tried it. It's this like thick kind of syrupy ingredient.
Jessica might fall asleep mid-sentence.
I'm going to titty
twist. Ow!
Should be able to use it in place of molasses. I think maybe not in a 1-to-1 ratio. Maybe in a like half to a quarter ratio. And then add some erythritol because taste the Yukon syrup first. It's sweet, but it is also
it's like raisin fruity. Juice. It tastes like raisin juice. The thing with Yukon syrup, it's all fructo-oligosaccharides, which are non-digestible, like kind of like inulin. They're fibers that'll feed certain bacteria, and they don't cause blood sugar. That's bothering me when you're doing that. Sorry. It's like in my peripheral. Michael Wise and I spent 3 hours filling 300 gel caps with spirulina and chlorella.
You was. Just eat it.
Dude, you know what I do? This is going to sound really weird. I'll take a bite of eggs with Mama's Best Meatballs from the Ketogenic Edge Cookbook. And you can find that in the description, guys. Ketogenic Edge Cookbook's fantastic for new bees. Fantastic for people starting out a ketogenic diet. It's the basics. The fundamentals. You'll be a keto fundamentalist. what I like to do is Mama's Best Meatballs with eggs, and I'll have like butter or some coconut oil or some sort of a fat source, and I'll get a bite of that and I'll chew the bite, then I'll take a teaspoon of chlorella and I'll just throw it in there with the bite. Sounds ridiculous. I love it. It's so good. It sounds ridiculous. But there's also ways you can put it in recipes. So
I like it in chocolate.
All right, so go to our website. What's that? What's the those broccoli muffins?
Yes.
Add spirulina to the broccoli muffins. Or add spirulina to the chocolate chip cookies that we just made recently. Those, what's it called? The chewy zucchini chocolate chip cookies. Those are in the Ultimate Guide to Low Carb Baking. And use, add like, I don't know how much spirulina, 2 to 3 tablespoons of spirulina or chlorella.
No.
All right, start slow. If it was me, I'd add a bunch because I like it. But add a little bit. Start with 1 tablespoon for the whole recipe. And go from there.
I would go through the chocolate recipes too and add it in.
What else, guys? What do you think about Quest bars? Those are really good decorations for the bottom of a trash can. Super good for putting in there. Is erythritol too refined for ingestion? I read a study that says you gain belly fat. No, that's not... All right, so there's... People are so funny. All right, so there was a study that came out that said when people are gaining belly fat, if you test their blood, there will be the presence of erythritol. Therefore, erythritol causes you to gain belly fat.
It probably makes your food extra tasty and eat a lot.
It could make your food tasty and make you eat more, but it's like, no, erythritol is totally fine. It doesn't make you... gain belly fat. It's crazy. John C's like pro Trump. Dude, I'm not pro Trump. I'm not anti Trump. It's just like, what's the reality of the situation, guys? That's what's important. What's really going on? You know, and what's really going on is the Democrats, Republican pass the football back and forth while the war machine keeps going, while the depopulation agenda continues to move forward, while slow kill eugenics stuff, the school system, the public brainwashing education system, I mean, weather modification, all these things that we should be talking about, all the things that we should be discussing get ignored because everybody's worried about Trump and Hillary and all this nonsense that you get. So Claudia says it's easier to look for a savior to come and rescue us. Yeah, it's all about the fake savior, right?
Yeah, but come on. How many times are you guys going to let this...
How many times is this going to happen? Remember the last...
We've been there.
We had Obama. He was the last savior. Now Trump's the new one. It's just back and forth, back and forth. Divide and conquer. Have you ever had any testing done on your microbiome? I haven't done U-biome or anything, but I've done like fecal exams if I'm like think I'm sick or something. I think I'm getting like, I think I have like an infection. I've done that. Do you have any suggestions on probiotics? Not general probiotics for everybody. There's so many different probiotic strains out there that I'm not comfortable at all saying everyone must take this.
You've had a few podcast episodes with Dr. Grace Liu.
Dr. Grace Liu. So I will say this. Dr. Grace Liu makes a great formula that's got a D-lactate-free and lactose-free probiotic blend that has a lot of the proven strains like lactobacillus, rhamnosus, what's the other one? Infantis.
That one sounds cool.
Like there's a lot of different strains that are really, really good. That there's a lot of... good research on. And so yeah, check out thegutinstitute.com. I do recommend her probiotics, but I mean, different strokes for different folks. Some strains can be great for me and be bad for you.
It would be different strains for different brains.
Daniel says, Jessica, any more scorpions around the house?
No, but Tristan just ignored my joke.
Because I wanted to make fun of you getting hit by a
scorpion. No more scorpions. Although I did kill a tarantula this morning. In my laundry sink.
Tarantula. Jessica killed a...
No, you didn't see it. It was like
a daddy long legs this morning. She calls it a tarantula.
No.
It wasn't a tarantula.
Yes, it was.
That was a mosquito. Jessica, for those of you who don't know, Jessica was brutally and viciously attacked by a scorpion and got stung on both of her hands by the same scorpion.
Dude, in like 1 o'clock in the morning in my bed.
Renee says, intermittent fasting works for me, skipping breakfast, eating between 2 to 8. Well, try eating breakfast instead. You want to fix your circadian rhythm? Skipping breakfast until 2 o'clock, sure, that might work for a lot of people temporarily, but try eating in the morning. I mean, all the studies on meal feeding, for mealtime for diabetics, breakfast is the most important meal as far as blood glucose control throughout the day. So elevated cortisol throughout the day, skipping breakfast. Hey, you might think it's working for a while, but you start getting stressed out, that can just become another stressor. Hey, Panos, what's up? Says you tried some of the recipes we shared. Whoa, 10 pounds of fat down since last time. Dang.
Awesome.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
All right. Steve, what? Says, since starting keto, I've noticed my bench has went down, but my explosive strength went up. Is this just me? Don't know, man. All right. Different strains for different brains. Did you guys hear that? I just made that
that's
up.
That's what I said.
No, that's what I said. What I made that joke.
We can, that can be our t-shirt. We've been trying to brainstorm t-shirt ideas.
No, we haven't been trying to brainstorm t-shirt ideas. We talked about, oh, we have some t-shirts. You haven't told me one idea.
No, I just did.
Vetoed. Because I didn't come up with it. No, I was kidding. Yes, Jessica's joke is amazing. Different strains for different brains. Quit messing with your toe. It's so annoying. Are tomatoes okay on keto? Just wondering because they they're considered a fruit. Yeah, in reasonable amounts, tomatoes are fine. Ever tried the egg diet on keto? No. What is the egg diet? Who tells you to do the egg diet? Are they getting good results with it? I mean, I'm interested. I'm like, where does this egg diet come from? Sounds kind of silly to me. Eggs only. I'm not so into that idea. All right, so we got the holidays coming up, guys. What's up with Christmas? The Christmas holidays. I feel like people...
And New Year's.
And New Year's. So, who watching this gets more stressed about the holidays? I feel like people get more stress than they do enjoyment from the holidays a lot of the time. And I think it's really, really important. If you guys are trying to stick to like a ketogenic diet or just eat healthy or maintain sanity during the holidays... Got to find ways to reduce stress and to focus on the right things. So a lot of the stress that people experience is just like we just focus on the wrong crap. So,
like worrying what people think of you or your diet, trying to please people with like gifts or like feeling obligated to give people things just because you think it's like the socially accepted.
Right, the only people you guys should buy gifts. For is Jessica and I.
Send us Bitcoin.
No, but Bitcoin. yeah, just chill out during the holidays, guys. People get so high strung over this. You gotta realize what's really going on here. It's a consumer holiday now. It's not. It's been turned from something where it was like, oh yeah, it's family, this and that. It's been turned into a big marketing bonanza. So don't fall prey to the hectic rush for. The new hot product or this or that. Focus on what's really important. You spend time with your family. You spend time with the people you love. You spend time really connecting with the people around you. Don't worry about the diet dogma and stuff like that. Stick to your diet. Bring your own food. I think that's one of the most important things. You're going to these meals and potlucks and you're spending time with family. You're going to like Christmas dinner with your fam. Bring your own food. Stop waving your leg around the whole time. End this.
Stretching.
So movie. Yeah, just you guys got we got to focus on what's important, and it's not just about. All right. Focus on what's important in the holidays, guys. And you're going to these potlucks and stuff. Bring your own food. What are some good recipes that they can bring with them?
Okay, if you want a sweet thing, my reinstated, my recently new favorite recipe is our keto coffee cake. It's so good.
The coffee cake recipe is amazing. Yes. That carrot cake, that's another good one to share with people. And everyone's going to bring their pies and cakes and stuff. You can bring your own low-carb versions of some of these things, and you can actually subtly influence other people through it because you're actually... You bring something like that coffee cake or that carrot cake, it's a conversation starter because people try it and they love it. And then you tell them, oh, yeah, by the way, there's no sugar in that and it's low carb and it's gluten free. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's super inspiring to see how amazing the food can come out when it's grain free, gluten free. You know, people think they're just misinformed, right? They think that it's really hard to do that, but it's not.
No, you can make grain-free, gluten-free, sugar-free stuff that's so freaking delicious. I think that's one of the really cool parts about your new book.
Well, thank
you. Ultimate Guide to Low-Carb Baking. And this is why I've been making Jessica make recipes from the new book like every week to first of all, satisfy my craving for her delicious food, but also because it's nice to share with people in the holidays. Like, how many of us have family members that are, you know, diabetic, overweight, all kinds of health products, problems, all kinds of health problems that just treat themselves like crap? You know, actually sharing food with people, sharing your experience with them in a non-dogmatic way, where you're not shoving it down their throat or telling them, you got to eat this diet, you eat all that toxic poison, blah, blah, blah. Don't preach at them. Don't beat them over the head with it. But if they ask, be there with the knowledge. Drop some knowledge on them. Tell them what you've been doing. Show them your results. Creator of the egg diet poached it from someone else. Poached it from someone else! John Dennison. You clever punster. Alright. Have you guys gained any weight at all by testing all those amazing recipes? No. See, the thing with highly palatable food, right? When you're eating a lot of really good tasting food, of course it makes it easier to overeat. But what's cool about like these low carb things, you don't get that same response as you get when you're eating like wheat and, you know, the corn and all the industrial waste products that get pushed in the standard American diet. They're nutrient dense foods and they fill you up. Another thing, what you do, you eat your proteins, you eat your keto foods, you eat your meal, and then you add stuff like the coffee cake, the carrot cake, after that, after you've already had your protein, so then you'll actually self-limit your calories because you've gotten enough protein already. But if you just go in and like you make a keto coffee cake and that's like you start your meal with that, it makes it easier to overeat, right? Renee Michelle's making the keto coffee cake next. Do it, Renee. Yes. It's so good. All right, designer foam. Why do you keep at... Dude, I told you so many times. No, ketogenic diet is not going to lower cortisol. Are you just copy and pasting your same question? And I talked about your cortisol question for like 10 minutes, man. I gave you lots of options on how to lower cortisol. Rewind. Pay attention. Have you guys... All right, let's see. Love all your recipes. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Dennison's got puns all day. Tyrone says, hey, man. Not sure if you remember me, but I was getting foot pain after losing a lot of weight. Figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
Just needed to stretch a few ligaments to account for structural changes.
There you go.
So, nice. That's so cool. That was last week, right? We talked about structural changes in the body, and a lot of people actually bypass that little thing of your whole body structure is changing. If you lose 50 pounds, that's like your whole body just shrunk. The way that you move through space changes. The way your hips are associating with your knees and the way your knees are associating with your ankle and your foot is touching the ground, this all changes. And it can be painful and it can take time to actually rework these patterns. But you know, actually getting in touch with your body, moving your body effectively in dynamic ways throughout the day, so helpful for that. So yeah, I mean, while you're losing weight, connect with your body, connect with your movement patterns. And you got to neurologically rewire your entire central nervous system. How crazy is that? It's like you lose 100 pounds, take a before and after picture or a before and after video of you walking, right? Look how different your body moves through space. So the actual structural integrity, the tensegrity, the tension between your fascia tissue, low battery, the tension in your fascia tissue and the lines of tension are going to totally change. Does overtraining exist, or does the body adapt to any regimen? Well, it's like overtraining is under-recovering. So it's like, yeah, you can overtrain, meaning you're not sleeping enough, you're not recovering, you're beating yourself up, you're stressing out all the time. That exists. Yeah, I mean, these people will tell you, oh, no, overtraining doesn't exist. Like, just keep on slamming your body. I mean, cool. I mean, you see how long that lasts. Maybe when you're like 18-year-old kid, you bench 350, you bench three plates, and you know you got your whistle wet. And cool. All right, let's see. We're out of questions. Have you ever heard of keto diet helping with ADD? Absolutely, totally. All right, look up ketogenic diet. ADD, attention deficit disorder. There have been studies done on this. Ketogenic diet can actually be a fantastic adjunct therapy for these things. Aged hash coins are a better investment. Which aged hash coins? Surprise, you like Bitcoin. What are you going to do with SHA 256 proof of work? Huh? All right, everybody. We're going to wrap this up. It's been a nice little session, but it's really late. And we talked on Instagram earlier for so long, too. I've used up all of my words. Hi, guys. Goldie here. I've been doing keto for a month, lost 10 pounds. Right on, Goldie. Thanks for joining. But we're taking off. 75 minutes in. We've been doing an hour. What's that? An hour and 15 minutes. That's so long. We're out of here, guys. You can find more at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. You're going to see plenty more stuff to come this week. We're going to be getting deeper into some cool stuff that's not just stuck on keto. Everyone's stuck on the IF and keto. We're going to move beyond it. We're going to be talking a little bit about light therapy, red light therapy, correcting the circadian rhythm, and actually getting into some of these deeper issues that go beyond just macronutrients. So Carissa, Eslam, KukulCon, and everybody. KukulCon wants, asks if you have a sister you can hook her up. She has a, all right, does Jessica have a sister you can hook me up with?
No, Tristan does, though.
I have a sister. You can have her.
She's in California.
How much Bitcoin you got? I was just playing. Daniel Stanley. All right, dudes. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. KukulCon. Carissa. Gary DeFrench. Goldie. OA. Daniel. Tyrone. Thanks for hanging out, guys. And for those of you who are listening to this later on in podcast form, if you want to be informed about these live broadcasts before they happen, we do these via YouTube quite often. We try to do 1 to 3 a week. Shoot, we've done 5 a week at times. We went on some tears with these. But
and we're doing Instagram Live now, too.
We've got Instagram Live that we hit up sometimes now, too. We're kind of trying to spread it out on different platforms since Google and YouTube are being naughty, naughty, naughty lately to content creators. And we're not so happy with their blatant disregard and disrespect for people with views that are not in line with the current zeitgeist of social engineering coming out of Silicon Valley. So we're doing more stuff on different platforms. But yeah, later this week we're going to have all kinds of awesome stuff. If you want to be informed about these live broadcasts before they happen, go to PrimalEdgeHealth.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you an email before we do these live events so you can ask your questions, leave your comments, or try to bait me into saying controversial things that'll get me in trouble live. So I'll see you guys next time. You can find more at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Check out the Ketogenic Edge Cookbook, the ultimate guide to low-carb baking, available exclusively at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Links are in the description of the YouTube video. Go live your lives, guys. Quit blaming other people for your shortcomings and take responsibility for your body, for your health, for the things that come into your mouth, and for the things that come out of your mouth. And also the things that come into your eyes, your ears, and your skin. Remember, light matters. The sounds that we're exposed to have physiological effects on our health as well. And there's far more going on here than just macronutrient manipulation. See you guys next time.